The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Start
spreading the news. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and it's a Tuesday, January 3rd of the year 2017. And joining me this morning in Janet's palatial office is Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
It's a great day today. The sun is out. Skies are beautiful blue. And, of course, it is the grand opening ribbon-cutting ceremony that will take place today at 1 o'clock here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center.
Yay!
And we have a lot of surprises for those people that do want to come down and join us here to help us celebrate. We're not offering booze, we're not offering beer, we're just offering a good complex of great personalities that will help make your day very enjoyable. And we do have a great musician who will be entertaining us from noon for several hours, a very dear friend of mine, Mr. Tony Nicolosi, who happened to play at my 40th birthday party along with my daughter Wendy's 16th birthday party in the Diplomat Hotel many, many years ago.
Oh.
That's how far back I go with Tony. And he's a great musician, a great friend. And if wherever you want to hear him play, he's great. So my suggestion would be to follow him wherever he's playing. And I'm sure he'll let you know because he is in Coral Springs playing at a very, very nice restaurant.
Fabulous.
And we also have chair massages. That'll be no charge going on. I'm not sure if we'll be able to get too many inside, but I know that the people that are doing the chair massages, Dr. Jared Cohn and his staff, will be doing chair massages outside so that you will help the body relax, make yourself feel calm. If Marlene Dietrich can't do it for you with Rescue Remedy, the chair massages will, for sure. And there will be many other great surprises going on because we have 11 gift baskets donated by the various companies that we do business with that we'll be raffling off here in the store right after the ribbon-cutting ceremony. And people have been filling out raffle tickets now since the beginning of December, December 5th, actually when we first opened Save-A-Lot. And we're going to have the customers draw the baskets winners. So it's not going to be me. It's not going to be any of our staff here that will be drawing it. It'll be the customers drawing the winners of the 11 very, very favorable and expensive gift baskets that have been donated by these companies that we do business with here. And we also have Janet Cimarelli, who will be here available to speak to people from 11 o'clock after the radio show until 5 o'clock today. And we do have some interesting information to share with everybody today, which we will get to, but I know that Janet first would like to say a couple of things, and let me bring on Janet Cimarelli.
Okay, thank you so much, Al. Such exciting plans for today. People are going to have such a wonderful time coming here and seeing the incredible prices at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. But the raffles, and anybody who's been coming to the store and shopping, they have been getting a ticket for the raffles for those beautiful baskets. And Marlene telling people all about the different Bach remedies, that's awesome. Musical entertainment, mm-hmm. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. So going to be bringing back some memories for you.
For sure,
Al.
Without
okay.
a doubt. In addition to Marlene, though, we may have another 12 to 15 sales representatives from the various companies we do business with giving away samples as well. And everybody who makes a purchase today will get a free bag of samples that have been, again, donated by the various companies that we do business with. So just come in and say hello and go see Dorothy at the register she's at, and she'll be more than happy to give you a bag of samples that we'll be giving away today as well. So today's a great day to come in, visit with us here at Save a Lot, and learn all about EDLP. EDLP is Everyday Low Prices, and the Everyday Low Prices also for the month of January, and only for the month of January, will have an additional 10% off. So in addition to your normal savings of EDLP, you'll be getting an additional 10% off everything from today through the end of the month, January 31st.
And I'm going to give people very specific directions on how they can find the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. We are located just 1/2 mile south of Sample Road on the west side of 441, also known as State Road 7. And we are in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. So if you are driving south from Sample Road, the first traffic light is Northwest 31st Street. You take a right, take an immediate right into the Penn Dutch Shopping Center, and on your left you will see all of the festivities taking place at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. If you're driving north on 441, let's say from Atlantic Boulevard, you can pass the Northwest Medical Center on your left. The next traffic light will be Northwest 31st Street. Take a left on Northwest 31st Street and an immediate right into the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. My best advice is don't rely on the GPS locator on your phone or in your car, because it has driven a number of people astray. There's another 3105 State Road 7 that is not this location. So 3105 North State Road 7, you can go to Google Maps. That will give you very, very good directions. But the best thing is to understand we are 1/2 mile south of Sample Road on the west side in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center.
And if for any reason you find yourself lost or not able to locate us, please feel free to call the store, and the store number is 754-307-1655. Again, 754-307-1655, and one of our staff will be more than happy to guide you to join us for the grand opening celebration taking place today here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Now let's talk about nutrition, Janet. I think that the people that listen to the show are very much interested in hearing what we have to say and how it affects them. And there's one interesting article which I thought would have been written by a pharmaceutical company, but was written by a doctor who did the study. And I'm speaking about the evaluating the links between patient outcomes and physician gender. And the article goes on to say that it's better to be treated by a woman doctor than a male doctor. And I know that many of our listeners that listen to the show probably over the years may have had both. They
yes.
may have had a male doctor as well as a female doctor.
Right.
And in female situations, I think most women may prefer a female doctor to go to rather than a male physician. But here again, I think it's an individual's choice as to what they choose.
Yeah, but they're comfortable with.
Exactly right. But here again, this particular study was showing the benefit of why it's important to go to a woman physician. But the difference was so minute and small that you have to wonder whether or not the study was even worthwhile doing.
It certainly was. The conclusions were rather confusing. So it was a study done at Harvard, and they said that, you know, it was kind of expected, possibly people had it in their minds that perhaps their health would be better supported when they saw a female physician. But the doctor who did the study, he said, we've not ever really evaluated this. So over about a 4-year period, they evaluated Medicare patients.
And over 1 million.
Okay.
Over 1 million people. That's a big number.
That's a huge number.
It took place from January 1st, 2011 through December 31st, 2014. So you're not talking about a short period of time. You're talking about a very long period of time with many, many people. That's a staggering number.
It's a huge number. So just imagining trying to put all of the details and into this study and then come to a meaningful conclusion. Now, I don't know what your viewpoint of the study was after you read the whole study, but mine was, I don't know, for all of those people studied, for all of the energy put into accumulating these numbers and evaluating the numbers, the information I didn't think was terribly worthwhile.
Well, I agree with you.
Okay.
Because, again, it was, I wouldn't say it was vague,
no,
but it was almost nondescript. Because they didn't really get into conditions as to who was treated for what reason.
Right.
And it left as an open road for you to decide what they were being treated for.
It was very interesting because one of the reasons, the conclusion of the study was that patient outcomes were better for patients being treated by female doctors. And in the first section of the study, it was interesting because they said that the female doctors adhered better to clinical guidelines. And I would have thought that it might have been that they were possibly more willing to use kind of home remedies or additional support remedies outside of clinical guidelines. But the study said they adhered better to the clinical guidelines. So one of the reasons that they decided that this minuscule percentage difference between male and female physicians, one of the reasons that they decided that the women, the female physicians had better clinical outcomes for their patients was they communicated better. And once again, I would say that's such an individual trait. Some men communicate very well. Some women communicate very well. And to assign that specifically to the female gender, I kind of wondered about that. The other, and this has to do a little bit with my viewpoint, let's say, about home remedies. The female doctors did a great deal to focus on preventive care. So they would be treating the diagnosis at hand, but they might be thinking ahead. This is how I interpreted the preventive care aspect of this evaluation. They might be thinking ahead to minimizing the possibility of a potential additional diagnosis, minimizing the possibility of a worsening diagnosis. So they would be in the preventive mode, thinking ahead was my interpretation of it.
And I hear that music.
You do. Okay, so that means it's time for us to take a break here on grand opening day at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman, the founder of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, and we'll be right back with more. Stay tuned. Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here to invite you to get started today with a program designed to lose those holiday pounds. Remove the remnants of holiday overindulgence. You can get started today at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. You can break down fat, detoxify your entire body, learn how to manage hunger, learn about managing calories. This is a lifestyle and learning experience that will guide you to the body shape that is your goal. The reshaping depends on your dedication to the program. Success does require the personal commitment to the guidelines set forth in the program. Come in and see me today for a personal plan for the new you. Come in today to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and see if you qualify for the free 4-week smart food program. Sign up and get started in January. Call 754-307-1655 to find out how.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionalist, at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations in her office with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Come see Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and tune in to hear Janet on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on WNN.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm joined here this morning with Janet Cimarelli, and we're speaking about a study that was done showing that women physicians may have better outcomes than men physicians. The interesting point, a couple of interesting points that I found in the article, Janet, it says, more importantly, however, patients cared for by female doctors had a significantly lower 30-day mortality rate than patients treated by male physicians. Now, this is very misleading to me, only because...
Very misleading.
It's very possible these people were on their way out, that they had been diagnosed with something severe, and they only had a limited number of time left on Earth. And because they extended the time by going to a female doctor, they found that the female doctor caused the patient to live longer than a male patient, than a male physician if he saw the same patient, which, again, is, I guess, true to a certain point, but then you have to wonder who the patients were or what they were doing. And it just leads you to believe that it's somewhat skewed in how it was done. This is nothing against female physicians or male physicians. It has nothing to do with that.
It's more against the study and what the parameters exactly of the study might have been.
Because the study just leaves too many loopholes. And it says the 30-day mortality rate for all the patients was 179,162 of the 1 million, which is translates to 11.32%. And patients treated by female doctors had a 10.82% mortality rate compared with 11.49% of patients treated by male physicians. So the difference between 10.82 and 11.49 is very minute,
very, very small.
But
the study took those numbers and they said that the percentage differences, even though they appear to us as we are interpreting the study, that there are very slight differences, but the study made the conclusion that the difference was clinically meaningful. And so I said, if you were one of those patients who had passed away, it was clinically meaningful to you. it just was a very confusing study, and it was interesting. So a Harvard study that would be a category that in our minds would be elevated, quality, the best of the best. And it was published in JAMA. Once again, we would
prestigious journal.
Exactly. So I'm scratching my head about what we learned from this study. It just didn't seem a relevant study that we could come to some conclusions that would make a difference in our health outcomes.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I'm very happy that there are male physicians and there are female physicians. So people have the option to be able to choose who they'd like to go visit.
But There's some additional information about how the female physicians are paid significantly less than their male counterparts. I found that very, very interesting.
Now, that was physicians that were employed by hospitals or practices.
Right.
Not necessarily those that own their own practice.
Right.
And the same thing, I guess, would apply if you compared the male physician. If he was employed by a hospital and a female physician employed by a hospital, the female would be earning less.
Right.
So that's the bottom line.
Unfortunate. And so we are looking forward to the time when talent and responsibility, dedication to your career, all of that being equal between men and women, that the pay will be equal.
Well, let's talk about something that I think most people are aware of and may have in the course of their present life come in contact with either family members, friends, relatives, acquaintances that have been diagnosed with dementia. And I think it's a foregone conclusion that we know in the coming years there's going to be a greater impact on our population with people who develop dementia and Alzheimer's.
Okay. Why do you think that is? Because I have my perspectives on this. Why we will be expecting to have more and more diagnoses of a variety of different types of dementia.
The couple of reasons that I choose to believe is, one is people are not eating the right foods, number one. Number two, I don't think they're using their brain. I think they've gotten to the point where they look at their little computer or laptop or smartphones and they're reading what's inside those mechanical tools. And they're not using what God gave them to use, which is a brain.
Okay. But isn't it something that there are so diverse articles, so many different educational, mind-stimulating, brain-function-enhancing things to be reading on your computer? Or, let's say, magnificent photographs of beautiful places on Earth. Photographs that are going to be part of an overall picture of relaxation, a kind of travel, armchair travel, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So there can be wonderfully beneficial things on our computers and all our little devices. But yes, you have to sort out those Hollywood gossip,
non-stimulating news.
Brain dead news.
Right.
Yes. So that we have the opportunities, but we need to make sure we make the right choices. And that's the same thing with make the right choices with food. Don't be misguided by advertisements that you see on your devices to go have a burger or fries or mm-hmm. a soda or eat this candy or have these cookies or something like that, leading you astray.
Well, that's what happens because I've said this for many, many years. You look at outside and you're traveling and you're riding in your car. Every corner has a fast food place that tempts you to stop in and eat some food that is really not food. And you
That's
wonder why people don't take the time to prepare meals that they would enjoy at either home or a friend's house or a relative's house that means something, not something that's insignificant in the way of just filling up your stomach with non-essential kinds of food, or almost junk foods, really, is when you come down to it. And this ties again with the overweight and the obese population that we have here in the United States today. 70%. That's a staggering number when you're talking about over 300 million people that are either overweight, overweight, or obese. And what's being done about it? Absolutely nothing.
I'm trying to do my part, Al.
Well, we both are, Janet. No question about that. But there is no simple answer. And I think that people have to understand they have to work at it. Like anything else in life, it must be worked at. But getting back to the issue of dementia, when you deal with a dementia that's caused by malfunctioning of the brain or a total amount of saturated fat that's clogging the veins and capillaries of the brain, it doesn't permit you to think properly. It clogs your thinking. And what happens as time goes on, it becomes worse and worse and worse. And the end stage, of course, is Alzheimer's, which is a devastating illness. We've all heard or seen or know people that have Alzheimer's. My father-in-law, my wife's father, has Alzheimer's, and it's a deteriorating disease that not only affects him, but the caregivers that are taking care of him, which are my wife and her sisters. And it presents a dramatic and debilitating force for them because they have to put up with it every day. The person who has the Alzheimer's doesn't even know about it. They have no concept of what's happening to them, none whatsoever. All they know is that they are being cared for, but they may not know who's caring for them.
Right.
And their minds are far off somewhere else where you don't know because they can't express their thoughts. They may look back 30, 40, 50 years ago
right.
and talk about what happened back then, but they can't remember what they had for breakfast or what they did last night.
Or who their caregiver is.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
So how do you, as a nutritionist, Janet, deal with the issue of dementia?
Okay. It's a huge issue, and certainly with our aging population, that is part of the picture. So people over many, many years who have chosen the wrong foods,
mm-hmm.
people over many years who have not done any brain-stimulating activities, very important for people to understand that their health and well-being, they play a personal role in being able to maintain their physical health as well as their brain health. There are a lot of different forms of dementia, Alzheimer's being one that is so much talked about because for some reason it is becoming more and more and more common, more recognized and mm-hmm. diagnosed than it was a number of years ago. I don't have the source. I wrote down the information, but I did not write the source of the information that I'm about to give you. And it's pretty interesting information because going through all of the background information for a discussion on dementia, nowhere is it mentioned that for women who use synthetic hormone replacement therapy, and I'm speaking specifically of Prempro and Premarin, those pharmaceuticals have as a warning on the pharmaceutical prescription when you pick it up that dementia is a side effect of that prescription. To me, that's mind-boggling. It isn't discussed. It isn't written in any of the articles that we're reviewing for this discussion. Nowhere do they say, beware of your synthetic estrogen replacement therapy.
We're back to a pharmaceutical industry situation that could be corrected if the powers to be enforce what should be considered disclosure
right.
of information.
Okay, so what do you
Well, hold
you
your thought
I
because I know we're
do?
Coming up on an intermission, and I know it's an important topic that many people that listen to the show on a daily basis would like to find out more about.
Okay, so I'm holding that thought till after we come back from this break. You're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and today is grand opening day, and I look forward to seeing all of you faithful Save a Lot Nutrition Hour listeners. We'll be right back after these messages. Hi, this is Janet for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and I would love to introduce you to the fabulous staff at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
This is Tatiana.
Good morning, Tatiana. I would love to have you introduce yourself to the Save a Lot Nutrition customers.
Well, my name is Tatiana, and I am one of the cashiers here, and I do speak Spanish if anyone needs any help. And I'm also on the floor to help anyone also.
I know that you have been acclimating yourself to the inventory at Save-A-Lot, and so if a Spanish-speaking customer came to see you, how would you greet them?
Well, I would say, hola, ¿cómo estás? And, you know, show them what they're looking for pretty much. Ask them pretty much anything that they were needing.
Thank
you. If they're looking for beauty or my favorite brand, which is Elba.
And a little giggle there, too. So thanks so much for introducing yourself to our customers, Tatiana.
Jana Juice gives you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. Two easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage for free radicals, energize on a cellular level, enhance your immune response, all with two capsules per day. Come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. Come in today, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am sitting in the palatial office of Janet Cimarelli, who is available for those people that would like to sit down with her and talk about health challenges or health concerns, as well as the topic that we're discussing now, which has to do with dementia and Alzheimer's. We're in the midst of a grand opening celebration that's going to take place actually at 1 o'clock with the ribbon-cutting ceremony. And from that point on, we will be officially open for business, and we will continue with the grand opening celebration through the end of January, which is January 31st, we will be giving you, in addition to the EDLP, which are everyday low prices, you'll be getting an additional 10% off everything that you buy here at Save-A-Lot. And I'm speaking about all the vitamins, all the supplements, pet care, personal care, organic groceries, and a whole host of essential oils, which have been very, very effective in helping people overcome different illnesses. And you also have Marlena Dietrich will be here from 11 o'clock until 2 o'clock dealing and showing you the benefits of the Bach flower essence remedies. And there'll be probably somewhere close to 20 representatives from the various companies that we do business with giving away samples of the products that they have from the companies that they work for. In addition, at Save-A-Lot, our cashiers will be giving you a bag of samples that have been, again, donated by the companies that we do business with, and it's free. There's no charge for that. And just to see one of the cashiers, will be more than happy to give you the bag of samples. And at 1 o'clock after the ribbon cutting, we have 11 beautiful gift baskets that are worth a great deal of money that we will be raffling off. And we've given people raffle tickets. They fill them out using their name and phone number or email address, and we're going to have the consumers that are shopping in the store draw the winners to those baskets. We're not going to have any staff draw the winners. We're going to have it done by the consumers. And the winners of those baskets will be notified, even though they're not here, to be able to be picked up at their leisure to be able to secure them and bring them home and enjoy them. But now we can got to get back to the issue of dementia, Janet. And I know that it's a devastating illness because I could speak from firsthand experience with my father-in-law, my wife's dad, and the amount of caregiving that she has to give on a daily and weekly basis. And your position, if someone comes in to see you and says, I have a relative with dementia, or the first signs of what I would consider to be Alzheimer's, what do you think I can do to help alleviate the situation? What's the first thing I should do?
Okay, well, there might be a lot of disagreement with my answer, but one of the things that I think would be so incredibly effective if the treatment were started soon enough would be chelation therapy, because you think about mercury, cadmium, aluminum, those, arsenic, all of those heavy metals. They all have many of them have neurodegenerative effect on the body. So the other part that these heavy metals play, I think that they prevent the delivery of certain nutrients to the cells, minimize the amount of oxygen that is able to be utilized for brain function, and consequently that block preventing beneficial change, preventing the possibility of the disease moving forward. So getting those heavy metals out, enhancing circulation, I think that that's a very basic, incredibly important place to start. And then, of course, there are some incredibly effective formulas that we do have here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center specifically meant to support brain health. One of the things that I think people don't necessarily understand is they need a proper balance of oxygen and glucose. That's how your brain functions. Those are the fuels for your brain. And people say, well, glucose, I thought I was supposed to be really careful with sugar. Yes, indeed you are, because if there is a flood of glucose, it literally burns up brain cells. So Alzheimer's has also been kind of nicknamed diabetes of the brain. So what you want to do is maintain an ideal blood sugar level, and you can do that with a variety of different high-quality products that we have with instructions on food choices to make. And you said something before about people pulling into the fast food places on every corner, every street corner, and those places don't have real food, and people are mistakenly filling their bodies with these chemical soups, so to speak, and that's a contributing factor as well.
So if you think about the supplements that you're going to speak about real soon, Janet, does it necessarily have to be combined with food properly? In other words, eating a proper diet.
Absolutely.
Okay, so there's no really easy answer in a supplement bottle that can help to ease the pain of dementia or the outcome of dementia by reducing the effect of what could be Alzheimer's in the future, unless people do them together as a program, so to speak. Okay. And this is where you come in, because you help coach people as to how to do that. And it starts with what they put in their mouth first. So you want to, again, avoid sugars. That's number one.
You want to avoid sugar. That's there is a greater number of diagnoses with people who are sugar addicts. And yes, indeed, we've talked about sugar being more addictive than cocaine. Mm-hmm. So important to begin to reduce your sugar cravings. And Marlena Dietrich with the Bach Flower Essence Remedies will be sharing information on how to reduce cravings. I want to go back to some of the risk factors. I told you about the risk factor of using synthetic hormone replacement therapy. And I don't have in front of me information on diagnostic populations, so I don't know the number of women versus the number of men being diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. But having been in Alzheimer's care facilities, there is a much higher population of women compared to men. I'll say 10 to 1, That's my observation in this particular care facility. Okay. 5 consecutive annual flu shots. Now, isn't that interesting? So we have synthetic hormone replacement therapy, and we have sugar addiction, mm-hmm. and 5 annual but consecutive flu shots. So what could that be? And where my mind goes is mercury.
Mm-hmm.
So mercury toxicity. And there are a few other risk factors, but so important for people to understand, here are some that you get to control.
Well, basically, that's what it comes down to, Janet. A great deal of what goes on in the body is controlled by the person whose body it is. And if you're dealing with a caregiver, if the caregiver doesn't feed that person properly or doesn't give them the proper food products to take in, it only enhances the rapidity or the foundation will move faster, where the Alzheimer's will strike a great deal more and more suddenly, so to speak. And the patient will not have a lot of years left to live. But getting back to the mercury issue with the flu shots, now that's a bit of information that I think people would never associate with. Who would think that a flu shot giving 5 consecutive years would cause a dementia situation and the possible start of Alzheimer's? It would have never been discussed or brought about by the pharmaceutical industry because it would jeopardize the position of how important they feel the yearly flu shot is to their bottom line. And that's what it contributes to. It contributes to the bottom line. The more people they can get the flu shots to, the more profit and bottom line numbers they are going to achieve. And the same thing holds true for the pharmacies that dispense it. They're dealing with the same situation. So it's a multifactorial problem that you brought up. And I think people have to take heed and understand what they have to do to overcome these situations. It's not easy.
So let's think about, instead of having a flu shot, let's think about prevention. And certainly things like cod liver oil, supported vitamin C status, using echinacea and silver and garlic on a routine basis prior to the onset of the cold and mm-hmm. flu season, making sure that your vegetable intake is very well supported, both cooked and raw vegetables, using high-quality oils to protect your brain cells, which rely on quality fats. So specific focus on supporting brain cells with a supplement, DHA. So omega-3 fish oil, the aspect DHA, is specifically protective as well as supportive of function of brain cells. So there are so many different things that people can do, but they have to get their programs focused, and certainly they must get their dietary approach, that foundation of good health, under control. That music means mm-hmm. that it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman, and today is grand opening day. 1 o'clock is the ribbon cutting. We have music. We have demonstrations. We have free samples. We have so much fun going on here at Save-A-Lot. Stay tuned. More to come.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionalist, at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations in her office with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Come see Janet and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and tune in to hear Janet on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on WNN.
Educational meetings, expert advice, information directed at achieving wellness rather than merely treating symptoms. This is just a glimpse of what you will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. If achieving health goals has been eluding you, discuss your health issues with me, Janet Cimarelli. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center was founded on the principle that good health does not mean sacrificing your budget. Learn how we do things differently at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. We concentrate our efforts on supporting wellness with the highest quality supplements at the very best of the best prices. Come save a lot of your money at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Tuesday, and it's January 3rd of the year 2017, and we are celebrating our grand opening ribbon-cutting ceremony today at 1 o'clock. So we invite all of our listeners and all of our loyal shoppers that know me for many, many years to please stop down, help us celebrate this special grand opening, and I'm sure you'll be very happy with some of the things that you'll be exposed to today. We have live music by a very dear friend of mine, Tony Nicolosi. We have chair massages that have been set up by Dr. Jared Cohn, and they'll be doing them inside and outside. We have Marlena Dietrich from the Bach Flower Essence Remedy Company, who we had on the radio yesterday speaking about the benefits of Bach flower essences. We have about 20 other companies being represented by the sales reps that cover this particular area, and they'll be giving away samples as well. There will be sample bags given out at the cashier stands for many, many different products that are sold here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And, of course, we have the drawing for 11 valuable gift baskets that will take place right after the ribbon-cutting ceremony. And they'll be drawn, the winners will be drawn by customers walking around the store. We will ask them to participate. And everybody who wins a basket will be notified either by email or by phone to stop in and pick up your basket. So again, we encourage people to stop by, celebrate with us. And the best part is that in addition to the celebration taking place for the entire month of January, in addition to the EDLP program of everyday low prices, 52 weeks a year, we will also be giving an additional 10% off everything that you buy from today through the end of January on the 31st. So take advantage, a great way to stock up your cabinets and help your friends and relatives who may not be able to afford everything, buy them at very, very exceptional low prices and save that additional 10%. Today we're speaking with Janet Cimarelli, and we're speaking about the topic of dementia and Alzheimer's, which is a health situation that is taking over the lives of many, many people. And it doesn't seem like the pharmaceutical industry has come up with a way to prevent or cure the dementia and Alzheimer's. We, as the natural product industry, can attest to, we believe in doing things for the body in a way that is easy, simple, and effective. And as Janet has pointed out over many, many years, it first starts with what you put in your mouth. And that's the key to preventing many different diseases. So, Janet, let's talk about some of the things that just recap. And one of the things, again, is not to have too much sugar. That's the key.
And very important for people who are seeing their blood sugar levels rise a little bit. We had a wonderful discussion last week about Source Naturals glucose science product. Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent product that can almost double as a multivitamin for someone who is concerned that their blood sugar might be going too high. I have another professional label formula, very specific for balancing glucose, and also has the potential to double as a multivitamin. I mentioned that chelation therapy might be a very valuable approach, and if someone is not able to do intravenous chelation therapy, something that both you and I have done.
And I'm still doing.
Yes.
And I've done for over 20 years.
Yes. And I do have, again, a professional label product specifically focused on very gradually clearing heavy metals from your body. Then there are a variety of other perspectives. You must balance hormones. And I mentioned that synthetic hormone formulas have the potential to do great damage. So one of the places that I think it's important to start is with thyroid and adrenal support. And again, I have professional label formulas that will be correct and supportive of the start of hormone balance. I should not go beyond this point without mentioning how antibiotics may very well play a role in the onset of dementia for some people. We are learning more and more and more about microbiome and the antibiotics that people unfortunately may be taking without giving it enough thought. Those antibiotics kill off the bacteria in your intestines and colon, and you must replace that with proper probiotic formulas. And here at Save-A-Lot, we have every different approach, from critical care down to basic day-by-day maintenance for beneficial bacteria in your gut. You cannot maintain your brain chemistry if you have neglected your gut chemistry.
Good point, Janet. And I think that there are probably many other supplements that you can refer people to help ease some of the stress and tension of dementia. These products are also would be beneficial for family members that are in a family where their relatives may have had dementia or Alzheimer's, and they have to do certain things themselves to prevent themselves from not getting it. And again, we spoke about the lack of sugar, eating the proper foods, good wholesome foods, not junk foods, and then taking some of the different products where you said keeping the immune system strong may be the first step in preventing any discussion of getting dementia or Alzheimer's. And the immune system is the key to helping the body prevent many different diseases, not only Alzheimer's and dementia. So how does someone start with taking care of their immune system first?
Okay. I have, number one, suggesting that people use high-quality probiotics. That's where the immune response originates, is in your gut. So having that beneficial probiotic chemistry, crucially important. Minimizing your exposure to antibiotic pharmaceuticals. Garlic, Kyolic has a wide array of different garlic-based formulas, one specifically targeted to support your immune system. I routinely tell people you want to begin in October taking care of your immune system, kind of priming your immune system, so then when you are faced with a virus or a bacteria going around the neighborhood, going around your office, you have the armor to fight off whatever that virus or bacteria might be. I talk very frequently about omega-3 fatty acids. Again, what you want to do is reduce inflammation, and you get so many benefits across the board when you're using the omega-3 fatty acids. We have so many different choices, capsules, liquids, all different choices that are easy to use and very protective of your immune system. Sulfur, elemental sulfur. You get a multitude of benefits from using the sulfur products. Keeping in mind that garlic, one of the reasons it's so effective to support your immune system is its sulfur content. And so if you want to kind of avoid the garlic, but you want the benefits of that sulfur, elemental sulfur in a variety of formulas, very supportive of immune function.
Well, I know you specifically like the chiolic liquid.
I do. And,
now, there's a great way to use it on food if people can't take it straight. It's very potent.
Very.
I happen to like the taste of garlic, so I have no problem with it. But there are some people that may find it not as pleasant as I do. So what you may want to do is use it in a salad, or use it in some kind of cooking. If you're cooking a piece of fish, it may enhance the flavor of the fish by using some of the liquid garlic.
Okay, and good ideas.
What's your belief about using echinacea on a regular basis to help boost the immune system?
Okay, people say, well, don't I have to stop using the echinacea? Won't it have an adverse kind of rebound effect? And I say, you can take echinacea all through the flu season, and then take the time off in the summer. But natural factors, their anti-V formulas, Vogel's Echinaforce Forte, excellent product.
Yeah, they're all good. And I hear some music, which means we're coming to the end of the show. I want to remind our listeners that at noontime today, we have my very dear friend and musician, Mr. Tony Nicolosi, will be playing. We have chair massages will be going on that was contributed by Dr. Jared Cohn. And, of course, the whole store will be abuzz with many different representatives from all the companies that we do business with giving away samples. Right after the ribbon cutting at 1 o'clock, we'll be getting the winners for the baskets. And Janet Cimarelli will be here available for your consultations up until 5 o'clock today.
And to our listeners, thanks for tuning in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We'll be back tomorrow at 10. Come see us today. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.